And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Yeah!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into the show. We're off and running here tonight. Once again, I want to thank the universe for this historic opportunity to do radio here tonight. The U.S. getting set to take on Chile right here, March 26th in Houston. So right off the top of the show, let's pose this question. What is your all-time favorite soccer match that occurred here in Houston? Could be the Dynamo. Could be an international match with the men or women's national team. It could be Copa America Centenario, Gold Cups, international friendlies. Heck, you can even go back to the North American Soccer League and Pelé playing against the Houston Hurricanes. 713-780-3776 is the number here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. El Clasico was played this week, 1-1. This was the Copa del Rey, I believe. Real Madrid and Barcelona, 1-1. Lucas Vasquez for Real Madrid and Malcolm for Barcelona. Here's what it sounded like.
Vinicius sends it across. Benzema settles, drops, touched home!
Magic!
Vasquez with the opener just 5 minutes in.
Alba coming in.
Magic!
Navas coming out. The rebound cleared off the line as Ramos flies back. Now it's buried on the far side by Malcolm. We're tied.
You got to love that. That gets you pumped up tonight for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We got some great games this weekend to look forward to. We got Manchester City and Chelsea on Sunday, so I'm sure the Bayou City Blues will be out at Kings Court. Get down to Kings Court, one of our great sponsors. Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid in the Madrid Derby. And who was it, Victor? Barcelona's playing Atletico Bilbao?
Yes.
Thank you. Victor Valanchek has come in here early tonight. I love it, of Houston Culis. We're going to talk his supporters group tonight. We also have Super Eagle Sam Mbonu of Afro Vibes coming in tonight. And Manny G of El Batallon. So, we all know El Batallon also camps out at Kings Court. Call in number tonight again, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Now, there's a lot of conversation around ticket prices for the U.S. and Chile because we're all tying this in to attendance at these games to help us with the World Cup 2026 a bid to be a host city, which would give us six games and a windfall of cash and mucho dinero into our city. The tune of, I'm being conservative here, $500 million, but some people are saying up to a billion, excuse me. Those are numbers I don't even know what they look like, quite frankly. Only thing I want to hear more is more about the other intangibles and things that come with us potentially getting these games. And it's not to do with the money side of it, which I know is so important, and that's a big, big part of it all. I get it. But, you know, you just think about the effect it can have on mainstream media. And maybe they're going to look at the game of soccer differently. Now, that's a long way off, 2026. But you're already working on it, and the committee here in Houston is already working on it. To bring this event here, and I'll tell you, it would be a feather in the cap of Houston. We've done it all pretty much. You get a World Cup, and you get World Cup games here, and their kids waking up in surrounding areas and in downtown going to these games. They will never forget these games. These will be moments that'll be indelibly etched in young people's minds, all of our minds, quite frankly. You know, I have that World Cup moment. Mine was 1974 when the Netherlands and all these long-haired guys with hair down to their shoulders were playing the game completely differently, led by Johan Cruyff and taking on West Germany. And that's actually a game that I watch in Madison Square Garden on video screens that are in the middle of the court over the New York Knicks logo. And Madison Square Garden is sold out. And it's all Germans and Dutch. I mean, incredible. And I never forget it. And that was a defining moment indelibly in my mind. So what was that maybe one defining World Cup moment for you that you don't forget? 713-780-3776. We'll also put out there, what's your all-time favorite soccer match that occurred here in Houston? Hey, it might have been the MLS All-Star Game. Chicharito debuting for Manchester United. People forgot that about that night. The MLS All-Stars got smacked, but Brian Ching did score a wonderful goal at the near post in that game for the All-Stars. I remember my good friend Jerome Solomon did a hit job on MLS after that, talking about how this was a real testament to how poor Major League Soccer was. That was brutal. Instead of maybe talking about how there were 70,000 people there. I think Jerome called me a soccer fanboy. A soccer fanboy. I guess he didn't know I was a professional soccer player and might have done a couple other things, maybe, potentially. But Jerome's a good guy. He does a good job with what he does. But that was some fun stuff. I think I was on a different station back then. That's good fun. All right, 713-780-3776. So all you fanboys out there, let's call in and talk some soccer here tonight. 713-780-3776 tonight. We have a show for you. Think about this. I love interviewing coaches and managers in the sport of soccer. I love getting into the tactical side of it. I like getting into player motivation, managing these athletes now, and what are some of the key things that coaches and managers have to be capable of doing right now. We've seen some of the world's best managers melt down. Jose Mourinho at Manchester United recently. Man's an absolute winner. You can ask the question now, is it getting beyond him a little bit? His man management style, being so autocratic. These are things you talk about with managers. Guess who's on tonight? We have Rene Meulensteen, who was a former assistant at Manchester United, to Sir Alex Ferguson. This is a can't-miss interview. We had to tape this earlier prior to the show because of the time difference. But you're not going to want to miss this. He talks Wayne Rooney. He talks Cristiano Ronaldo. He talks about what made Sir Alex Ferguson so good. I don't want to tip you off to it, but it is a great interview. We're going to play part one tonight, part two next week. Also on the show tonight, Eric Quill. So this is a Houston product, and I always love shining the light on Houston products. Eric Quill is at North Texas SC. It's the USL affiliate. I think it's USL 2, maybe. It's one of the lower USL divisions. We talked to him tonight, but we talked to him about taking that job now. So he's affiliated with FC Dallas. He's already been into first-team training. Luchi Gonzalez is making the jump from the head of the academy to now being the head coach of FC Dallas. That's going to be very interesting. I talked to Eric about his connection with Luchi Gonzalez, talked to Eric about his ambitions, and also what the makeup of this USL affiliate will be. You know, it's done very different ways. There's some clubs that'll have 26, 27, and 28-year-olds on these USL teams. And frankly, they're not going to have a long MLS career. I don't want to be harsh here, but it's evident if you know player development and you can look at players. It's going to be tough for them to have a long career. These teams serve also, and this is where the great crossover and organic connection occurs, is when a first-team guy, let's say it's an Albert Elise who's coming back from an injury, goes down and is now on the USL team to regain his fitness, get some minutes, find his sharpness, and continue the process of getting back to the first team. And now he's on the field with, you know, a 17 or an 18-year-old. Those are indelible moments. Those are player development moments that can accelerate a young player. So I think up in Dallas, with that North Texas SC, that's going to be a predominantly very, very young team. At least that's what I took out of this interview with Eric Quill. So Eric Quill on the show tonight, and then we got a great roundtable. I mentioned it before, Super Eagle Sam and Bonu of Afro Vibes, Victor Valenchek of Houston Culis, the great supporters group here in Houston. They got a lot of members. He's going to talk about their supporters group and a bunch of other topics. And Manny G of El Batallon, who camps out down at King's Court. Manny's going to be in studio here tonight. We're going to do two segments with them back-to-back here tonight. So a lot of good stuff going on the show tonight. 713-780-3776. Come on, let's fire some phone calls up here. Somebody out there say something. By the way, when we come back also, talk about the Houston Sports Awards last night. They were amazing. What a production. How prideful and emotional it was down there. The ladies of Santa Fe, these young women were amazing. Four Hall of Fame inductees. Golfer Jackie Burke Jr., who won the Masters. A.J. Foyt, the four-time winner of the Indy 500, grew up in the Heights. George Foreman, the gold medalist from the Fifth Ward, two-time heavyweight champion of the world. Dan Pastorini, love you, Blue Oilers back. Was in AFC Championships with those great Bun Phillips teams. Was there last night. Great event. It was fun taking it in. And just, I just still am buzzing about how great this event was. So, Houston Sports Authority, you deserve tremendous, tremendous applause for this event. It is, I just think, such a fulcrum now for sports in our city and this Hall of Fame. Patty Smith, Janice Schmies, Burke, boy, you guys knocked it out of the park last night. Absolute home run. Moment here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, our personal injury attorneys. They are our presenting sponsors. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Any type of accident, they have you covered. Car, motorcycle, industrial, construction. They're going to work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, thank you for putting soccer on the radio. We'll take a break. Let's get some phone calls coming here. Best ever or most important soccer match that you saw and attended here in Houston. 713-780-3776. We'll take a break. Floating around in ecstasy, so
don't stop me now. This is Nolan Ryan. You're listening to Houston's best sports talk, ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Very nice. This is extra special for me because raised up in Houston, Texas, all I ever wanted to do, I started boxing so I could come back and beat up everybody on the street. I got a Golden Glove trophy. I said, as soon as I get this, they're going to know it. They didn't put it in the paper in Houston. Then I got an Olympic gold medal. I said, I even called the Forward Times, put this in the paper. Maybe I can scare them. Next thing you know, I'm heavyweight champ of the world two times, but it was all for Houston.
That was George Foreman last night at the Houston Sports Awards down at the Hilton Americas. What a night it was. It was fantastic down there. And he was amazing. The four Hall of Fame inductees were golfer Jackie Burke Jr., who won the Masters and co-founder of Champions Golf Club, A.J. Foyt, the four-time Indy 500 winner from the Heights, George Foreman, gold medalist and two-time heavyweight champion of the world, and then Dan Pastorini, the quarterback of the Love You Blue Oilers. It was such a great night. Mr. David Gao of Gao Media was down there. Todd Farquharson was down there. And I think Graham was down there as well. I didn't see Graham and Todd. I did run into Mr. Gao. We had a great table. I was actually, we had Bun B at our table. And Bun B started things off. I got to put that video up of Bun B's. It was pretty cool with the images of sports behind. He did a fun kind of pump you up and that was it. He was out of there. He was probably off to do something else, but it was a great night. Room full of incredible athletes, incredible teams, but there was a real prideful feeling in there, and that's what struck me most. If anybody was down at the Houston Sports Awards last night, call in with your impressions. What did you really like the most on the night? George Foreman was so good that they even started talking about the George Foreman Grill. It was awesome. Here's his soundbite on the George Foreman Grill. Check this out.
Well, you know, all of the great exploits in boxing, all of the great fights you had, a lot of these people in here remember you more for a little skillet that makes a hamburger.
It's the lean, mean, fat-reducing grilling machine. It knocks out the fat.
And that was the legendary Bill Worrell, the Rockets announcer. I'll tell you what, he did a great job. Bill Worrell did a great job of setting up all the Hall of Fame inductees, and they had some video of him in a car talking about how important all these guys were. So it was just a great night all around, great contributions from so many people, and wonderful fun down there. And now let's get World Cup 2026. All right, 713-780-3776. We were down at the Houston Sports Awards last night. What stuck out to you most? There were some very emotional moments with President Bush and Mrs. Bush. Obviously, were super fans. Their son Neil Bush was there. There was a very, very, very emotional moment also with these three incredibly talented young ladies, and I wish I could bring their names out here, but they were just so articulate, talking about the tragedy that they went through with their classmates in Santa Fe, and brought tears. Certainly had my eyes were watering with them up there. They were just so eloquent and just so representative of their school and their town, and the way they handled it. And sports, as we know, got behind Santa Fe here in Houston. 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number. Okay, so there's a number of you out there saying the ticket prices for the U.S.-Chile match is too much. They start at $50, and that includes, they'll say it's $38, but there's all the other things that are tagged on. So $50, which includes processing fees. So I guess the big question is, will Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, Josh Sargent, these type of guys be there? Because if we knew that right now, I think you would move a few more tickets. Who's coming for Chile? Arturo Vidal? Alexis Sanchez? I don't even know if Alexis Sanchez's play honors him to be back with the national team, but who knows? Maybe that's the type of thing that can stunt him into playing better. Claudio Bravo? Eduardo Vargas? Not sure we really know who's coming with Chile either. So that's kind of the, that little X factor that we don't know that's coming in. The Dynamo got their first match in preseason in Tucson against Minnesota United. 0-0. Not that the score would even matter. They'll take on Seattle Saturday. This might be a slight tip-off, though, to the Dynamo. They started the first 30 minutes against Minnesota with Joe Willis in goal, DeMarcus Beasley at left back, Minor Figueroa, Kiki Struna, the two center backs, and then A.J. De La Garza in the right back position. Now, that's four guys with tremendous experience right there. Four guys. Beasley, Figueroa, Struna, and De La Garza. Does Adam Lundqvist, will he push Beasley this year? Will Chris Duval push De La Garza? These are the type of questions, but the depth, better depth has been improved. There's nowhere to go but up here defensively. Twin sixes with Cabezas and Matias Vera, the new young signing from Argentina, 23 years of age. Tomas Martinez, and then the front three remains intact. So good for the Dynamo. And Matt Jordan and company, they keep Kyoto, Minotas, and Elise intact. They're going to score their goals. There's no question. If you find some balance defensively here, you're going to win more games and get more points. I guess the real question is, if I ask you as a Dynamo fan, what do you want the goal to be? Is the goal to be, just get in the playoffs, see where it takes us? Or do you want to end up one or two in the conference? Where do we put our flag in the ground when it comes to what is the goals this year for the Dynamo? State them. What do you think they should be, Houston Dynamo fans? 713-780-3776. Monday, Newcastle will take on Wolves. The Miguel Almiron debut watch in effect. Marco Fabian to the Philadelphia Union. Fabian to the Union. It hasn't been announced yet, but a lot of talk around that. And I know what you're thinking. Marco Fabian in Houston would put people in seats. I don't think there's any question. He's 29 years of age now. Again, we stream at ESPN975.com. Number to call, 713-780-3776. Facebook Soccer Matters. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. We're also out there on Instagram, Glenn Davis Sock. And if you go over to the Soccer Matters Facebook shop, we have Soccer Matters t-shirts there. There's bracelets there. I want to remind you 20% goes to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which is earmarked for pediatric cancer research at Texas Children's Hospital. So if you're watching this show tonight on Facebook, Facebook Live, which has been put together by Victor Ariza, you can see some examples of the shirts. We are putting out an orange version of Soccer Matters, which makes a lot of sense with the Dynamo orange or the Dutch orange. And we also have gray and blue, so they're there. Check it out, please. Pick yours up. Wear it proudly. You can wear it down to Dynamo games. You can wear it wherever you want. But we do have Soccer Matters merchandise, and 20% of it is going back to the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. All right, we're going to take another break here. Remind you of our good friends down at Advantage BMW. I've driven a BMW for years. Love the drive. Ultimate driving machine. Got a 5 Series. Absolutely love it. The other thing I love is the customer service at BMW. It is second to none. I had problems with one of my tires coming back in from Austin. Next day I'm down there. Boom, I'm in and out in no time. I didn't even finish my espresso that I got there, and it was already done. Advantage BMW. They got you covered with sales, service, and finance. It can be done so easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Philip, Justin, Sergio, my good buddies down there. They love soccer. They are bringing soccer on the airwaves here at ESPN 97.5 to you with their sponsorship. Take a break. We'll take some phone calls. 713-780-3776. What's on your soccer mind?
ESPN 97.5. Douglas Costa, Sami Khedira, Matuidi, feeding Ronaldo, who lost his footing but still gets the goal. Juventus lead, and it's him again, Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's still scoring goals, Cristiano Ronaldo, Serie A, Juventus. Been giving some goals up, though, lately, so something going on there. Well, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A quick word here for the King's Court down in Edo. It's the home of El Batallón, 903 Hutchins, in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. King's Court, 13 monitors down there. They got great Indian and pub food. Rooftop deck, spectacular. Great view of the stadium. You get all the pomp and circumstance before Dynamo games there with El Batallón. If you haven't experienced it, go down and join them for the walk into the stadium. Rooftop deck, spectacular. Great view of the stadium, as I mentioned. It's King's Court, HoustonTX.com. Go in and say hello to Jay and Megan. Great cocktail selection, great beer selection. And listen, you got the Houston Red Army down there for Manchester United. You've got, I think, Real Madrid Peña, Victor. I had to mention that, so don't get upset. Okay. We got Barcelona in the house tonight. Victor Valencek of Houston Coolis. King's Court, great spot. All right, going to knock a couple phone calls out here, and then we're going to get our Soccer Matters panel going here tonight. Let's start it off with Mark. Mark, what's on your mind tonight?
What's up, Glenn? How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you? Soccer matters, buddy.
Good. Yeah, soccer matters. You were talking about what to be the goal for the Dynamo this year, but, you know, I think it's a rhetorical question because every year the goal should be to be the best in MLS, you know. They should be going out for supporter shields and stuff like that. You know, granted, you know, injuries happen and stuff like that. Something that, you know, no team can ever, you know, prepare for. But if the Dynamo are not preparing the season to be the best in MLS, then what are they doing? You know, why are they getting up for? I mean, you have an attacking squad, an attacking trio like what we have, you know, as long as we upgrade the defense, and hopefully the defense is better this year, we should be making the playoffs and winning the MLS Cup, you know. And that's why I think I have so much respect for what Atlanta United is doing, because you see Atlanta United, a team that's only been around for 2 years, and they're one of the favorites for the CONCACAF Champions League over all established Mexican clubs.
Well, listen, I like when people stick their flag in the ground. So I hear what you're saying. Be the best in MLS. I assume that means win the MLS Cup. I like a flag stuck in the ground. I like knowing what the goal is. A couple years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, not this year, but the year before, I loved what Daryl Morey said. And somebody asked him a question in a press conference, and they basically said, hey, what's the goal this year? And he said, the goal is to beat the Golden State Warriors. Because essentially he's saying, you beat the Golden State Warriors, you can win the NBA title. And they almost did it. They took it to 7. It was a great series. But I love that part of sports. I like when somebody puts a marker in the ground and says, here, this is what success will mean to us. This is what success will smell like this year. Okay? Because often in MLS we get, well, we're going to make the playoffs, and then we'll see if we can go on a run. And, you know, that's boring to me. We have to have a little bit more conviction, I believe.
You know, and speaking of that, you know, we should always want to be considered not just one of the best in MLS, but one of the best in our region. You know, that's how you get the global exposure and players wanting to come here and all that stuff that comes with it, you know. Yep. I mean, you have the Barcelona coolest there. I mean, Barcelona doesn't want to be the best in Spain. Barcelona wants to be the best in Europe, best in the world, you know? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't doubt that the Dynamo want to be the best. But, you know, we're going to see this year, because there were two very key signings, Matias Vera and Kiki Struna. This could really improve the balance. I'm very excited about the season coming up. I don't think there's any question. There's a lot of hard work to do both on and off the field to make the MLS product here more relevant. I think that's more than fair to say that. I mean, that's truthful, but I think the, John Walker being here now, I think is a tremendous addition. David Brady now has got his feet under him. You know, Matt Jordan is doing some good signing of players here. So let's see where it all takes us. Mark, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's keep it rolling here. Thomas, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey. Well, first off, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Okay.
And also Soccer Matters.
Thank you, Thomas. Much appreciated.
I wanted to thank you for bringing up the whole ticket thing with the oncoming match of USA versus Chile. I actually saw quite a bit of chatter about that on Twitter. And I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that and what you thought about the pricing. I was fortunate enough to get two of the $38 tickets, and I mean,
but you're up high. You're up high, right? You're up pretty high with the $38 ticket. Not that there's a bad seat in that
exactly.
stadium, and then with processing fees, you're $50, right?
It's actually already. Yeah, my wife and I together going is about $100.
Okay,
and we're sitting in what you would call the nosebleed section.
Right, that's a nice value. That's a nice value. I think that's fair pricing. I think what we wish we knew was if Tyler Adams and Weston McKennie. By the way, Tyler Adams is playing regularly already with Red Bull Leipzig, and I think one of the real keys to this whole thing that people are forgetting is that Red Bull New York, Red Bull Salzburg, and Red Bull Leipzig, they all play the same system. He's been trained in that system. Yeah. So when he goes over there, it's a much easier transition. Not that it isn't challenging all of a sudden ending up in the Bundesliga in front of 40,000, 50,000 people. But my point is, This is a great example of climbing the rung of the ladder here and being prepared and not being, you know, kind of thrown in the deep end and somebody says, hey, I hope you can swim. This is great.
What I want to touch on is, I mean, do you think that the ticket prices warrant, you know, the quality of the team, I guess? And, I mean, what are you paying for, I guess? I mean, are we paying for the USA team experience?
You're paying for international soccer. I think that's all personal to whoever it is. I think the sell for the national team right now is a more open and transparent manager in Greg Berhalter, a guy that's willing to stand in front of a blackboard and tell people how his team is going to play. I hope I see that around Major League Soccer more with some of the managers. And then I also think it's you're looking at the future and you're looking at youth. And quite frankly, I think it's an interesting time to watch young players, especially if some of the European-based guys get back. I love watching guys grow. I love watching guys develop and their development accelerated. So I think that's...
Of course, no doubt.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's the real sell.
Okay, so you think that that's why the prices...
If we bring Clint Dempsey and DeMarcus Beasley and Landon Donovan back, is everybody going to be happy that the ticket prices are high? I mean... I don't know. What I would like to see, and I wish, and this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to let you go, Thomas. What I would like to see is, yes, I want to see U.S. soccer make lots of money because they are a money-making organization. And I'd like that to be done in a way that they reach their price point and they get their desired results with revenue, but expose more people to the game and sell the stadium out. That's what I want to see.
But you don't.
I don't want to see a half-empty stadium.
That's what I want to get at. Exactly. Well, yeah, very true. And I don't want to alienate fans either because, I mean, I heard that, you know, NFL ticket prices versus MLS prices, you know, there's a huge gap.
That's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole nother discussion.
I know. I guess I just want to make sure that, you know, that going forward that the U.S. men's team is pricing to point to where they feel like they're encouraging and bringing in a broader fan base and not necessarily – you know, encompassing the, like, you know, one specific, you know. So that's why I just wanted to touch on it. I just wanted to ask, kind of get your thoughts on that and see whether or not you thought.
I think part of, for me, part of U.S. soccer's job, Thomas, is to put as many people in the seats and expose as many people to their national teams, both men and women. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, let's bring in the panel here. All right, Manny G, El Batallón. Welcome in, Manny G. And I love a guy who comes in with a six-pack of, or is that a 12-pack of Carbach? So there's a free spot for Carbach. Carbach, by the way, you can join the fun here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. He's with Afro Vibes, and he is Sam Mbonu. We call him Super Eagle Sam. Sam, how are you?
I'm all right, Glenn. How you doing?
I'm glad to see you. And Victor Valanchek, first time up here with Houston Cooles.
Hey, it's good to be here.
And thank you for the scarves.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Victor. And guys, here is the first question of the night. What is the most important thing on your soccer mind right now, Victor?
The most important thing on my soccer mind? Oh, I think as a Barcelona fan right now is this critical time of where we are again experiencing now three El Clásicos in a 30-day period of time. That's pretty much on every Culé's mind right now is how are we going to do? We already know we at home 1-1 just finished that. We've got two away road trips again within the same week coming up at the end of the month. So again, how we get through this time frame along with Champions League, that's what's important.
All right, Sam. Sam Mbonu, Afro Vibes Radio. He's shaking his head. He comes in with a Houston Rockets hat on. I thought this was a soccer show. That's all right. I saw Bill Worrell last night, the legendary commentator for them. He did a wonderful job at the Houston Sports Awards. What's it for you, Sam?
You know, we in the city of Houston, so the Dynamo, the Rockets, the Texans, all are for the city.
Astros.
What is the grist of my soccer mind?
Yeah. What's fresh in that brain right now? Because you come in here, I see stuff like flying around your head because so much is going on.
Because a couple of weeks ago, Liverpool, we are 7 points ahead of Man City. Mm-hmm. Right now, City are, you know, top of the table, even though Liverpool have a game in hand, you know. So I'm just kind of having that deja vu feeling that what happened during Brendan Rodgers, is it going to happen again? That we are so close, but we couldn't get to the finish line, you know. And when I look at why Liverpool had having a kind of blipping form. The last two games against Leicester and West Ham, they all tied, and that was 4 points dropped, and that brought Man City back to title contention. I think maybe injury crisis or the nerves or the pressure of the title race kind of setting. But when I look at Klopp, I try to rewind my mind back to when he was with Dortmund, when he was able to topple Bayern Munich on two occasions. So he actually know what title race, the pressure it comes with. So I'm kind of in a little bit stressed out, not trying to have that deja vu feeling at Anfield that, what happened during Brendan Rodgers? Is it going to happen again? It happened during Rafael Benitez, 2 points behind Manchester United. It happened, Brendan Rodgers. Is it going to happen again under Jurgen Klopp? So,
gotcha. 62 points for Man City now. Like Sam said, game in hand over Liverpool on 62. Spurs at 57, Chelsea at 50, United streaking at 48, Arsenal at 47, and then it's 38, Wolves 7 and down. So it's a great race. It's entertaining. It's exciting. We'll get back to some more Liverpool with you. Matty G, El Batallón, what a great man this guy is, and what a amazing amount of work him and his group have done promoting the sport of soccer, like all the supporters groups in Houston. How are you, man? And what's on your mind?
Fantastic. Oh, well, first off, man, like everybody else who's called it, I got to blow some smoke up. We're always privileged to have you. I'm privileged to be here. We're privileged to have you here in Houston and what it is that you do. I don't think anybody appreciates how much you give to the sport. Nice. But what's on my mind, I'm traveling with the crew to Guatemala. Yeah. So the first thing on my mind right now is getting the Dynamo team right now, the squad, getting them an emphatic win and getting their confidence boosted up. So when we're ready for opening day, when we're ready for round two, whether it be Saprissa, whether it be Tigres, that they're going to give it all. And they're going to leave everything on the field because, as usual, we'll leave it all on the stands.
Hey, by the way, a lot of El Batallón members and a lot of people traveling down to Guatemala. Tell me a little bit about that in kind of the Cliff Notes version and how quickly that gets put together and logistically how you do this, because I think that would be of interest to our listeners. We're talking to Manny G, the head of the Dynamo supporters group, El Batallón.
Yeah, from a logistics standpoint, right now we've got a 40 headcount of Dynamo fans. I want to say it's somewhere around...
It's pretty impressive.
It's like 18 or 19 of EB. That are going, but all together about 40. Essentially, as far as EV goes, we'll pick where it is we're going to do, our accommodations, where we're going to stay, try to get a midpoint. We're going out there to do some ecotourism, of course. It's Guatemala. It's a beautiful country, but essentially what we're going down for is going to be to support the team. So thankfully, through the front office, new head of security, as well as Malcolm, who's worked with us so much, has gotten in contact with the front office. So I've been in contact with them directly via WhatsApp, getting some pricing, and what it comes down to is they've been super cooperative. So and we've been together we're going on 13 years. So each time it gets a little bit easier, right? So they go in, it's like they already know the drill, just like every time we travel out to whether it's LA,
not
Chicago,
like you're newbies at this, mm-hmm. is it? No,
we've had a little bit of experience.
Dynamo in the CONCACAF Champions League taking on Huastatoya from Guatemala, who won the title last year. Not off to a great start. They haven't won a game in five, so maybe this is being timed right for the Dynamo. All right, Victor, take me back into Barcelona and your supporters group. How many are in the group? And just tell me how this has grown, and tell me some of the other things you do outside of just supporting the team and watching the team. And are you guys officially affiliated?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. Absolutely. That's something that we spent a lot of time on. We are officially recognized with Barcelona as an official Peña. So there's only like one. We're one of nine in the entire United States that are officially recognized. So when members come on, you become a Peñista with our group. You're one of 160,000 Peñistas worldwide that are officially recognized by the group. So they get their official Peñista cards. Again, there's lots of benefits for being a member in Barcelona, but also locally as well here as well. But, I mean, what's really going on here this year, what we're super excited about, in 2019, we've moved locations. We're now partnered with Revelry on Richmond. That is our home location. And not only that are we at Revelry in Richmond, but we're moving into, in March, their new location. Actually, they're going to keep Revelry, but there's a new pub next door, the old Irish pub that was next door. They're going to be calling it Penny Whistle Pub, and that'll be our full-time pub.
Okay.
So
very
good. Being there. And so super excited. Everyone's enjoying the new location. The management's been great. So again, everyone's off to a great start.
Do you have a place they can contact you if people want to join your group?
Absolutely. Again, HoustonCoulets.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just go right to the website.
All right, Sam, I know you're very nervous tonight because of Liverpool and everything. I want to take you back into the pressure, though, and people talking about the pressure on Jurgen Klopp, and you mentioned it, injuries as well, combination of two things. But let's face it. I mean, this is part of trying to win a title. Do they have the depth, though, of a Manchester City?
Yeah, if you look at Manchester City, their makeup, the games they lost, you know, they had injury problems. You know, they lost to Leicester, they lost to Crystal Palace, they lost to Newcastle. So now it's Liverpool's turn to experience such a blip. Liverpool have a depth, but City have the greatest depth in the Premier League. If you look at, you know, players on their bench, their bench can be a team starting 11.
Not to mention 50 guys on loan in other clubs all around the world.
You know, so right now, with Chamberlain, you know, coming back from injury, he's part of the Champions League squad. You know, it's a great boost. Remember, there was a time Liverpool didn't have senior centre-back fit. They're all out injured. Henderson had to play right back. That was how serious it was at Anfield. But I believe Jurgen Klopp, you know, we get it right. You know, the game against Bournemouth on Saturday will be a game that they're going to use to make a statement that regardless of what had happened in the past two games, that they are capable of kind of shouldering the pressure that comes with winning the title.
All right, I got good news for you. Here's what Alisson said. He said, "We believe we can win the league." He told Sky Sports. He said, "We've shown in the past that we're good enough and we'll continue to show this in the games we've got to come. Our pressure is the same. We take things game by game without worrying about what our opponents are doing. Everyone wants to win this league, but at Liverpool, our concern is winning games and not dropping points. We don't think about Man City. We think about ourselves. We only think about what we can do and how things are moving forward. And I call BS on half of that." Okay, because you are thinking about Man City, and I get the focus is just on the game and the points, but that's kind of player speak there. But that's okay.
They think about Man City. They look at other results. You can't tell me that Pep Guardiola wasn't happy when West Ham drew 1-0 with Liverpool. You can't tell me Klopp wasn't happy when Newcastle beat Man City 2-1. So these are the dynamics that come into the title run. But the fact is that for him to take out pressure from himself and his teammate, he got to sound the way he sounded, that, oh, we don't care about what other teams are doing. We focus on game by game. But actually, the strategy you use to play City won't be the same thing you're going to use to play Cardiff.
Okay, so hold on to that one, because I'm going to come back to you with more Liverpool. I just want to hit Manny here for a quick minute here. What are you most excited about this year going into the Dynamo season?
I'm excited every year.
But with off-season moves and things, give me some specifics.
You know what? I'll say this. It's I don't know. It's a little mixed because from what I've been seeing as far as the moves that they're doing, I see them shoring up the back line. Mm-hmm. I see them shoring up the defense, which has always been a major problem. It has been a major problem in the last
definitely
few seasons.
Definitely was last year.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I want to see, from what I've seen right now, I see them more calm, collected, more comfortable on the ball in the out of the back. That said, I haven't seen as much dynamic going into the offense, but maybe that's because they're already comfortable with what they have. But if Struna, Matias Vera can come in and do what it is that they need to do, even hell, like last time when they brought in Vicente Sanchez, and I was scratching my head, and if they can do half of what he was able to do in the offense, I'm like, that's what I'm excited about right now. If they can shore up that defense, if we can get some road points, we can actually get some dominance in there and get some consistency, I'll be super excited. And it really seems
so
like
you just brought up the two main storylines going into this season. It's basically providing and finding balance between attack and defense. You got to defend better. Sure. They address that by going and getting Vera another six. It looks like it's going to be twin sixes with Vera and Cabezas. One of them is going to have to join in and help the attack. Mm. It means Tommy McNamara has got to fight to get a starting job, and he's either got to take the job away from Tomas Martinez, or it's not likely, you know, in a 2-6 that he's going to play as a deep six. Yeah. So it's a champagne problem, as you said. And then the other one's Struna leading as a center back and bringing an air of professionalism. Not that there wasn't that there before, but bringing a bit of an edge and being kind of that hard guy center back that can groom a Fuenmayor and can match up, obviously, with Minor Figueroa when he plays there as well. So it's interesting stuff. We're going to take a break here. We got to keep this rolling. Got one more segment with the guys. We got Manny G, El Batallón in the house. Round of applause for Manny G and El Batallón. Sam Mbonu, maybe the biggest Liverpool fan in Houston. He's in the house tonight, Afro Vibes Radio, and Victor Valencek of Houston Coolis. And I'm saying that correctly, right, Victor?
Houston Coolis.
I got it right. Coolis. All right. Taking a break here. Before we go to break, just a quick reminder again for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Our presenting sponsors, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorney, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, doesn't matter. They'll have you covered 24/7 nights and weekends. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Thank you, John.
ESPN 97.5.